बात नहीं रहता जे बाद आती जगह नहीं दूसरे से सुबह जला जा सके दिवे ले दो तो कौन से नौ से तांत ने सेवन टेन ड्रेस से सास बात नहीं रहता जे सेवन ड्रीमा ता सेवन सांग ये पंद्रह ता सेवन चार चुंग देखा तो रोल था जी माता माता वो ना माता सब यंग वाले तो नहीं रहता जे कोरोना भी चले रोल था जी ता सुंग वाले
So we have explained briefly or roughly about the practice of small scope or initial capacity, and the details will come later part of the teaching. And today is the time to explain roughly on the practice of the middling and the great capacity.
What the name is that Shiva Chung is saying is the Somba Kanda is a cool or a senator. Tang Kua saying it the Jen Patonche. Kua saying it the member of the Pigita. What I think is the name of the Dungag member of the name. The name is the Telatin Pig.
So, the motivation or thought of the thought required to the practice of the middling capacity is that one feel remorse to this cyclic existence, and seeing it's like seeing the cyclic existence is full of sufferings, and by seeing that one feels develops renunciation or wish to free from cyclic existence, and so such a motivation is required, and like a practitioner of middling capacity or in capacity has such a motivation.
What in the Tang Kova, Koya Pome Tawa? What in the Gibe, the Tabula, Tabula, and in Bay, Magichupon with Chutum? What in the Gigi, Yabuchisonche? And in tea dealer, and then sang in the Saint Rabba. What in the Simon Gabba said that in the Gibe, Saint Rabba and Noin said, the lost it to Zuba, Rabba to the Power Gaji, and the thing in the
And the practitioner of middling capacity or the middling scope is that one trains in the ethical discipline of avoiding the 10 negativities and abandons the gross mind like mental agitation, mental wandering, laxity, and plus the thing is, 看上个大面不多少东西，看上个大面就是。
Which
overcomes all the gross mind, like laxity, mental wandering, and keeping one mind on single pointedly is the practice of or is the training in the meditative civilization. And Kansak Dhamme what Kansak Dhamme?
What in the that in this sense it be teeth in any Kansak Dhamme what Gomner what? Oza Dhamme Gomner, Kansak Dhamme to be set up. What in this is a teeth, that there's somebody, oh yeah, Nani Singh at all, Nani Singh at all, Shivatri, Jibasin, what to say for us.
And on top of that, one, and along with the meditative civilization, one acquires the wisdom realizing the selflessness. And so training in such three leading ethical disciplines, which means the training in the three trainings, a person who practicing these three is called the person of middling capacity. No? So if one is able to maintain the practice of practicing in the three teachings, which is teaching of ethical discipline, teaching concentration and wisdom, and so one who attains or such practice within one's mind stream, then the person is in the practice of middling capacity. No? So by leading such practices, one will able to abandon the samsara and become arhat or reach the arhathood. No? Means liberated from samsara. No? So for the great person of great capacity or this great scope, for the great master Atisha stated in his text called The Land for the Path of Enlightenment, one says that one who wholly seeks a complete end to the entire suffering of others, because their suffering belongs to his own on stream, and that person is a superior. And so one who sees that, but saying who knows all the suffering, but if one will come, one who knows that if one dies, then will born suffer in a lower realms. If one stay in if one stay alive, then one has the suffering of samsaric sufferings. So, and seeing all the sufferings, and rani dungal naro shene, and so by seeing all the sufferings, one needs to, and so one develops the wish to free oneself from the suffering. No. So the person of great capacity develops such a mind that wish to free oneself from the suffering, and such thought arises through the method or through the training in the both lower middling and the initial capacity. And So by remember, by generating such a thought to free oneself from the suffering, oneself from the suffering, then one transfer that thought that not only oneself, one's beloved relatives, from one's parents, father, mother, sisters, brothers, etc., and also one should see that all those are also tormented by the sufferings and wanting to free those relatives from the suffering, and then one develops one's thought and then transfers such thought towards the immediately neutral beings who is neither your friend nor your enemy, and then towards enemy, seeing that all those sentient beings are tormented by the suffering, and wishing how wonderful if all those beings are free, sentient beings are free from suffering, and so through such wish one develops the great compassion. No.
What name is that? That the little bit that. Since you thought that you want to be Tante Roy Yapata Mazebe, and if it did try it tender, and if you get that, Jennifer said it didn't touch me, and it did you come back, and Tom did you know? Or did it show you know?
And so along with such thought, not only such thought one needs, such thought is just mere wish or mere thought is not enough that to free all sentient beings from the suffering. And what one needs to do, one wants, and a person, it's not just having the thought, one who actually engage in the practice of achieving, engage in the practice to free all the sentient beings, and for the sake of that, achieving such, one tries to overcome all, overcome one's negativity and become enlightened for the sake of all sentient beings, and such person is the, a person who does such practice is the great superior or the person of great capacity. So, if we summarize here, what the person of great capacity required is, one needs to. When one is able to meditate or generate a great compassion without any effort, and one can develop good compassion automatically or without any efforts, and such person is a person of great capacity. No. And such person, the person of great capacities, strives to abandon the root of all disturbing emotions and suffering, which is to abandon or overcome the self-grasping or the obscuration, to overcome the obscuration to the liberation.
Sonju sense chene kechi ke kowe tsera tambe nyanto no. Deshin na che sechi jeje shin se ne ta nije la tene ne sonju ju sen gom chene rang sonju rang sonju ku sen jela o kadi tiyo yena ane taba chenpo se maha ya ne ane sonju senpa se ta tiji chiba o re yungo waris.
And so, when one develops a bodhicitta within one's mind stream, and so at the time one develops, one develops a bodhicitta within one's mind team, and so one at that time one becomes the Mahayana practitioner or becomes bodhisattva. In Tibetan word it's called Changchu Senpa, in Sanskrit bodhisattva, no? One becomes bodhisattva. So considering someone as a Mahayanist or Mahayana practitioner is established by having such a mind, having such a mind within that person. It could be any being. So any of the beings in the six realms has such a mind, and that being becomes the Mahayana practitioner. So the generate such a mind to generate here in Tibetan what's called sem ke, which is sem is mind and ke is generate, which actually means the leading or spreading one's mind vastly or broadly is called the same care in Tibetan, which is in mainly times a generation of mind. So a mind which only mind or thought which only works or which only works to overcome only one's happiness, overcome only one's suffering and achieve one's happiness. And such mind is called a very limited mind. No, it's not a mind generation mind. No. And so the vast mind or a broad mind is, it means that the wanting to free all those sentient beings as broad as the space or as many or as broad as space to free from all the sufferings and bring them to the state of ultimate happiness, and such a mind is called the vast mind, and which is also called the generated mind or mind of generation. So if one is able to generate such a mind, and so one can achieve great store of merit, as big or as big as space, and also that the merit one achieved is inexhaustible, or everlasting, and so one can gain such merit if one generates such a mind. So to prove such that one can attain such great merit by inexhausting merit by developing such a mind. To prove that, we have very, very deep and profound reasons and logic. For example, like if one sees a single being or is undergoing through huge sufferings, and when one sees such beings is undergoing through great suffering, and one generates a mind to free that particular being from his or her suffering. And by generating such, wish, one achieves a certain amount of merit. And if one generates such a mind towards 100 beings to free those 300 beings from suffering, then one attains 100 times more merit than the first one. And then by transferring one's mind towards freeing all 1,000 sentient beings, even greater, one achieves greater merit. And by spreading such a thought or mind towards all the sentient beings, limitless, immeasurable, and by generating, one attains an equal amount of merit, and as the numberless beings.
What is the name of the dawa tatu ba kende yawa yen ta ta sen che ti chane ya yo gyawa chik ya trame ba chik nangka dhan yang ba chik nangka yore
not only want to free all those beings from suffering, one also wishes to bring them to the state of ultimate happiness, and so through such thought, another thought, we not only free from suffering, bring them to the ultimate state of ultimate happiness, and by doing that, one also attains another great another great store of merit. No.
What made that Teba Chibosana, Mayana Senata, Carrington, even worried that, so you send the letter Teba Chimbo, Mayana said, or sent it any younger.
So the Mahayana or Mahayanis becomes Mahayanis is through. Through cultivating the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention or generation mind.
What the Sonju said, and Jenny Pigita, Nigu dead than I have given long kind of my young artists.
And if one has truly attained or achieved or generated altruistic intention or bodhicitta within one's team, even if one sleeps with such a mind, one attains great store of merit as well.
What the day is that? So you just say the kind of one the biggest, and the biggest that Rodri in the last year, and the biggest, such as the Tanayo, the Sanchez Tonje, the one that the Chevayita.
And so, if one feed a bird with a piece of bread, with the altruistic intention or with the mind of, with the bodhicitta having, and with the motivation or with the altruism, then one attains great store of merit. No. And this is the reason that every beginning of our teaching or our class, we develop a bodhicitta and do short meditation upon it. You know.
And if one does
the 5-minute meditation through such motivation, one attains great huge amount of merit. If one has such advantages one gets by developing such thought, so what is the potential of that altruistic intention now?
What day that pay keen if the Chevian and the Pigata than the Carasova? Hasutera summon noisy again. Gatengat the Paranga, the Parasanga, the Bodhu said, Tindri Lom or the Lomungan, non Chenipa.
So we recite them such mantra in Heart Sutra, which is perfecting or completing all those five parts from the part of accumulation till the part of normal learning, and and attain through practicing through five paths, and one finally attains, one is able to overcome all the negative vidis and achieve ultimate happiness and become enlightened. And this this is the potential of such a mind, the altruistic intention, that one is able to accomplish all those paths now. So if we go through more detail to what are the benefits or what potential such mind has, and there are numbers and we cannot go through all. So Great Master Tsongkhapa has combined all the benefits of generating such mind or into two, and which is stated in Lamrim now. For that, Great Tsongkhapa has stated that we summarize all those benefits into two, and says that we have two purposes or two achievements, and one is temporary achievement and the ultimate achievement. And the temporary achievement is the higher rebirths, and the ultimate achievement is definite goodness. And the benefit of developing such amount of bodhicitta, one can attain both the achievements now. And for the temporal achievement, the benefit of that is one will not born in the lower realms and go to the happy migration for better rebirths, have better rebirths. And And if one generates such a such mind, altruistic intention, then one will not take birth in a lower rebirth. It is because one born in lower realms by committing negative, by doing unwholesome actions. And if one has generated such a mind, then one that will help one to overcome, purify all the unwholesome actions, and will not, or will stop accumulating or creating a new unwholesome deeds or action. No. So that such mind will help to purify all the unwholesome actions which one has accumulated in the past, and will stop creating or accumulating unwholesome deeds. And by such, one will not born in lower states or bad migration, because the cause of being born in, the causes of taking birth in the lower realm is the unwholesome deeds or actions. And so without doing unwholesome, having any unwholesome actions within oneself, one will not have a cause to take birth in lower rebirths, and one will not born. So without having any cause, one will not, because there is no such result without any cause. No. And by generating, developing such mind, one will take birth in a better rebirth, better state. It's because the virtues or wholesome deeds what one has accumulated in the past before generating such mind, and such virtues or actions will increase or become more powerful after having generated the altruistic intention. Well,
what is it that sabasa gewa sabasa ba yena ani sonju sen ti ken no te ani pe gewa de gewa saba saba yena gewa de pe din drev chene ta sangje ma to ba chene ta doya ma ba tu chebele chayu ga
de and one cultivates a new wholesome deeds or virtues through such mind altruistic intention, and the result of fruit of such a virtues will last until the Buddhahood. And through such mind, altruistic nature, one attains the higher rebirths, like the excellent human rebirths, with the excellent wealth and excellent companies, and have all the conditions, excellent conditions to practice now. And so one will take birth in the better higher rebirths as human rebirths through such developing such mind, and by attaining the achieving the better states, and through such states one and with the effort one attains the definite goodness, and which are the state of which are the arhathoods or arhathoods, and then becomes liberated from samsara and achieve one will free from samsara and achieve the Buddhahood as well. No? So if one meditates long in such mind altruistic intention, then one can through such meditation one can eliminate all the negativities and overcome, purifies the non-virtues and accumulate the all excellent virtues now. So, to develop such a strong wish, so strong mind to meditate or cultivate the bodhicitta or altruistic intention, and one needs to know all the advantages or benefits of such a mind, and by knowing the benefits and advantages of developing such a mind, then one can cultivate or generate a strong wish to meditate on the altruistic intention or bodhicitta. Without understanding the benefits and advantages of such, one cannot develop a strong wish to meditate or do such practice. No? For example, take ourselves as example. Shall I quote this? So the masters, great masters like Shantideva and so forth, they have understand, they know all the they know the detailed benefits, advantages of developing the altruistic intention, and they always hold 24 hours they cultivate or meditate upon the altruistic intention of bodhicitta.
What
So if one wants to lead a meaningful life, what we have one has to, or one needs to, strive very hard to cultivate such a mind, bodhicitta. Courses to cultivate or to develop such a mind bodhicitta, example like the 7-point cause and effect instruction and so forth, but the main cause of developing or to generate such a bodhicitta is the great compassion. It's like a our crops. There are many causes or conditions or causes to grow such crops, like and the earth, manure, water, or but the main cause of such a fruit is the seed. The seed is the main cause. So likewise, there are many causes to develop such a mind, but the great compassion is the root seed. So prior to that, to develop the altruistic intention, first we need to generate a great compassion. So, if one has no great compassion, develop great compassion, then one, that person cannot develop a bodhicitta. It's like without seed, one cannot have a sprout or a crop. No. And the criterion of having developed a body, great compassion within oneself is that when one develops affection towards the sentient beings, which is 100 times greater than affection a mother gives to her only son, and by developing greater affection than this towards the sentient beings, and seeing one cannot bear the sufferings that those motherly sentient beings are undergoing or being tormented by, because suffering and wanted to free all those beloved sentient beings from this suffering. And so having such a thought or such affection within oneself, and then so if one has such a thought or affection within oneself, then at that time one has developed a great compassion now.
So such
a compassion, a great compassion, will not simply developed or come easily within one's mindstream. To generate or to achieve such a great compassion, such great compassion, one needs to cultivate all many causes and conditions, and so to have all those, one needs to meditate very deeply or many times upon it. No?
And to
develop such a mind, the great teacher, the Manjushri, Manjushri has stated that to develop such a mind, one needs to purify all the negativities and unwholesome deeds which act as an obstacle to develop such mind and cultivate all the virtues or wholesome deeds which are the conditions to generate such mind. And now So to develop such mind, one needs to purify all the negative beliefs which act as an obstacle to generate such mind, and needs to cultivate the virtues or the wholesome deeds which are the conditions to generate such mind. And on top of that, and with respect and faith, one's pay one request needs to make the request prayers to the root guru who shows you all the paths and see that root guru on different it's not different, it's one with the generosity. See them as one or one entity or one with generosity. No.
Ani thi khan la ta sanje te ta dunga te dunga te dunga te dunga sanje dunga te na ba te dunga te khawa khan de ji yong du sa da dunga ge dunga yong sa te je khan de ji ni yong du sa ani te le pe ta so lo ta che ne ten de je te do ta je te pa sa ba do ani de do nga te mena te ma ro nya me ge ani ne yong ne yong na ta mi pa do nga che ani ga me ja ko ba ra si
and plus and top of that and one needs to find which is what is the cause for those sentient beings to undergo through all the sufferings, and by finding that and finding the causes and strive hard to overcome, eliminate those causes of sufferings, and with such effort or with such mind, if one continuously or in one's continuously does the meditation. By seeing the causes of the suffering to overcome that, and one should do the meditation continuously. Now,
what did I get up? Sanjay Jain Dunga Pagin Nawal Mazepe Deve Ponshin Kup Sanjay Jain Lampak Pagida Kharsa Wat Tend Manjipi Deve Ponshin Dunga Pagin Nasa Kwa Tende Pagin Nasa Tende Pagin Nasa Kwa Tende Pagin Nasa Kwa Tende Pagin.
So, to develop such mind, one needs to know that those sentient beings always lacks the happiness, and undergoes through unbearable sufferings. No.
What is that? That tell me, nyonyon, because that there is a funny money, but.
It's not just by knowing all those, the sentient beings are tormented by the sufferings and lacks happiness, one needs to have experience to see all those beings always undergoes through the sufferings and lacks happiness. No.
What is that? Tending in yon yon, honey, ya put the chevala, and he said in the way. Saint John the dot on Jella, wrong it in the desert. Malantine, my name, Zanger, ten of Kalan Jerusalem, sent in the way. Today is that Saint Jay did do not forget none of the day upon a pay, nomadaba, yabuchi pay, tending yon yon chevala. Ali sosi tilero nyonyo chogores, sumores. Senji senji tene tene nyonyo si ase mala. Ali tombo sosi tene nyonyo chogor. Nyonyo chekor, sumores.
No, no. for that the great Master Shantideva has stated that to have a proper understanding, that all these sentient beings lack happiness and undergo through suffering, first one needs to understand that one oneself lacks the suffering and lacks the happiness and undergoes through the suffering. So what he says is, if one hasn't got a proper understanding about that one oneself lacks, one lacks the happiness, one lacks the happiness and undergoes through huge suffering, and without knowing that one cannot sees the sentient beings lack happiness and undergoes through suffering. So he emphasized here that if one cannot see that oneself lacks the ultimate happiness and undergoes or been tormented, oneself is tormented by a great suffering and been wandering in the samsara, then without knowing oneself is undergoing through such things, one cannot see that sentient beings lack the ultimate happiness and undergoes through suffering. No. So he says that so from the beginning, if one meditate in the parts of the first two meditating on the first if one do meditation on the first two schools. First two scopes or the person of initial capacity and person of middling capacity, then one can know that how one lacks ultimate happiness and undergoes through suffering. So the training in the first two scopes or scopes is to experience how one lacks happiness and undergoes through suffering and one works to the self. To free oneself from all the suffering and the practice and practicing in the great capacity, person of great capacity or great scope is to know about or to understand about the other sentient beings. No. So if we summarize all the three scopes here, the teachings of all the three scopes is the method to generate the Tangju Samgye Rinpoche. It's a method to develop or generate the altruistic intention, Bodhicitta. No?
Okay.
Any questions? We'll stop here today. Changjub sin bikesu na rarum chen. Ani ranjiji mo member rangi. Thanks. Rangi ani niya la soba yero. Ta nami niya la soba nzo ani dungal tatu res. Ti sung ro. Ti morang chiva yin sung. Ah. Ti morang chiva yis.
Changjub sin ya na.
Ani rangi rangi ani kalo niya da. Da ti pamu pinja la soba dungal tatu res. Ti sung sung. Ti kari yin sung.
Sanjay,
So, what we said earlier is that if one has developed the altruistic intention or the bodhicitta within one's mind stream and within oneself, and if one has developed such a through such mind, one can help one's relatives and all sentient beings from the suffering, hear it from and free, and bring them into the any of those achievements, temporary achievement or ultimate achievement, so he can help in those two through showing the path through teachings, through teaching them. One can help them to free. Excuse me. one can help them to. One can help them not to be born, taking birth in the lower states or lower realms, and being help them to born in the better, higher rebirths, like better state, which is the temporary achievement and. And by better practice, they can attain the liberation, and Buddhahood or become enlightened, which is the ultimate achievement. Does it make sense to you? No, thanks. Beside, rather than altruistic intention or bodhicitta. You mean that? kasi varsin an rumujin da den mor lenkyen bro nendi ani changju sem gi changju sem ge che ro jula ge che an di gana ani sem je ne che den che ko ne ga ni son ni tyap che ani ngonto le ge ba da an tar du tam je ge mo du an top tu re sum bro ti ani konju la ani ta sem je la ani pen ba la ro ro mo Simjian Pembala and Chanju Sem gave them Simjian and Pembala and Chu Martin Chu Musu Chu Martin was it and Susan and that Gom Jun Chin and Tendigton Simjian Pento do the rest. Gom Jun Chet them, but I don't know the Chet and Summer Arms. Chu Martin was in Gom, so I knew Gom Jash Chanju Sem Gero, Tigan Gom Jash and Simjian looks Pento do the rest.
What did the rest?
No.
Pena ane pige tsu malare pa ane pige rachela ane pige lomu gomje tene ta kutkene pasen ye ten tashimba chungye ta ane tiye ta ki ta pige senche ke ten gachunga shuku ki tutuwa ya resu buda shajam ane pige wara nanda ane lotu gomje che adungu che resu Tigi, but wrong Jampa say it and touch him, but Jomayita, and then Buddha said to me that Pendulchim was the Shumate, just a little humor was. Gone that day, Singer Pen, Mr. Gonjaisa, and these Jampa say it and touch him with Toydel, doesn't tell the pinch with Toddle.
We can benefit sentient beings through meditation because, for example, like great yogi, the Milarepa, who has become enlightened by doing meditation, as well as Buddha Shakyamuni has become enlightened after doing 6 years leading a 6 years meditation. And so all those meditation they have done is to benefit the sentient beings. And to benefit others, and by through meditation, they become enlightened, and by becoming enlightened, they have, and for example, like Buddha Shakyamuni, how he has helped benefit many, how he benefit all the sentient beings. These are all those benefits they help, or all those help, or we receive benefits from the Buddha Shakyamuni. Example like Buddha Shakyamuni. These are the results of their doing a meditation. Is that? Sorry? So, at the moment, what Rinpoche says is, I may have to clarify that the oldest the Buddhas and Milarepa and the Buddha Shakyamuni has benefited many people. And this was their aim of doing meditation, leading a meditation. And there is a benefit. They can benefit the sentient beings, being others by doing a meditation because they're helping them is the purpose of doing meditation. So by leading meditation, they've been able to benefit many beings, and these are the results of the meditation.
Then, Sanjian La Pen Tose De, and Ni Is Peke Pen Toya Ji, Din Ne Pen Toya Ji, Ni Yung Gura Was.
No. There are two ways of benefiting other people. One is directly, and one is indirectly. No.
Ni Is Pen Toya De Kare Se Na Ta, Sanjay Khan, Khanok San, Sambha Karadu, Mipa Karadu, they attended Chen and their Koranada, Kalchi the Karasuna, Pendu Chegundu, somebody, Koran Mipa and Chen and Chi, but Nis Sumbate, Chi Sumbate, and Nis Pendu was.
So the Buddhas who benefits the descendant beings through teaching them or giving teaching is the direct benefits, which is by knowing or by knowing their wish, what they want, he teaches, and according to their wish, and such, so, and helping in such way is a direct benefit of, yeah.
That journey, any tindig peta, yetepa, zavato, the Nishambato, or tindig in chamber, tindig yaputiago, tashela, and a gomjate, that genus in Jilpamar.
And benefiting sentient beings indirectly is okay. The cultivating all the good qualities, compassion, love, in meditation is so all the activities or are the way of benefiting sentient beings indirectly. Is that okay?
Cool.
So, is that a... So you said, can we benefit sentient beings directly through meditation? Okay? Okay, prayer. Yeah, that's... And do you mean, Robin, do you mean, can they help or can they help directly? Richard was asking for indirectly, right? Okay. Yeah. So yours one is a different question than him. So is there any question related with indirect or not? Because you were asking about if meditation can benefits beings directly. Okay, that's right. So the first one was cancelled. Okay. Yeah. So how can we help? That's the question. So just directly. Kora answer yorda. Kunzu chiwa thangbo jilab yandi meilab niwa diinlab sin jamar langdo. Jawa thangbo di jigi inlab ra. Richard ke thangbo khala rasi na. Ani gom onju gom gi gom jabshe ani semje na ngus pen thodu res. Ta di re rasi di an di marasi wale an Robin ki chig labshe koi jawa thang shar. Ta pena Robin ki rumbu chen ta pena ani ta me phama du shi na gdus. Ta li jamju na ro nas mo ame nam na ro nas si je ani shenden sung ro shi na ta ji jamju shi ro wa. Di ani konjal kandes pen thodu res. Pentu reda maris, pentu ona kandes pentu res. Chowa dir da hand, nyasa kusama ushet.
Kande. Ate reza, ta ki kopake ta, nache ta, neba ti ne ta yan roa.
No.
Ta kolo, meditation chene, any meditation te ki chene, kopake nasa traya ton, kopake dunga meba ti ke, melon apel pa ngoche ne kolpe do sevi na ani ke tolchi na ga den na sa pa chun lo ga da lo ba ani ji na ga da da ya den de den de yong lo des
so how so the helping others like by through prayers is that. And by asking someone to say prayers to help one of your relatives, for example, a relative suffering or sick, and so by requesting them to make prayers, they will perform the prayers, they will do a meditation, and so that meditation is for the sake of that person, to free that person from this, say, the illness, and making that after, so they. So they performed prayers, they do meditation, and what they have gained, the merit they've gained, are totally dedicated to that particular person to free from illness. And through such, and through the power of such dedication or such meditation or prayers, and there is a possibility, there is a help for that person, say, to recover from illness or making, become slightly better from their illness. And such thing is true to happen. It happens.
Pena kala savate kala dosu chenita savate pigeta tiwe dunga ngisi seaga nako pendora basi.
For example, like eating food is to directly overcome the suffering of hunger. No.
And kala pege zoate that the neg pege dungate jinda sewar baski.
And the making food is which helps indirect to overcome the hunger or suffering of hunger. So eating is the direct. And when we prepare for food, those preparations which helps indirectly to overcome the suffering of hunger. It's like that.
What the name that tongue to somebody is going to pick a minority come up with you to see that somebody sing it on the pambe and then somebody come to you or that just is cheese you know and then think it done. Why is it how you got us and tea touch it that Rani pay you was hard there that touching you got us.
By giving such example, and likewise, we if we meditate, even for 5 minutes, with having developed the altruistic intention or bodhicitta, or meditate with a kind heart, with focusing on the sentient beings to free all those beings from suffering, one attains and through this meditation, one benefits sentient beings indirectly. It is because by doing such a meditation with doing such meditation with kind heart, one develops for oneself, one develops or cultivates a certain amount of merit, and leading that meditation for a long term or long run, and one accumulates the great store of merit, and through the power of that, sooner or later one attains the Buddhahood, and then one benefits many sentient beings. So and one so becoming enlightened or reaching enlightenment, one at that stage one can benefit lots of sentient beings, and so achieving Buddhahood is one achieves Buddhahood by doing meditation, and so that meditation it indirectly benefits the sentient beings.
So
many people in Africa undergo through starvation, and if one collects or collect donations here to help all those African people, and so doing such a like cultivating the donations home here to benefit those beings in Africa is helping the African people who are undergoing to salvation, and so collecting such donation is which benefits those beings but not directly, it's indirectly.
Okay. Yeah.
So she believes in the body. So yes, in the middle of the
world,
and the
바로
Sorry.
어, 개와디